The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not wealthy in terms of money, and still he was very happy and loved his wife Aisha, and Aisha loved his wife, loved her husband Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even Aisha was asked later, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, by her nephew Urwa ibn Zubayr. He asked her, and of course she was his aunt, his aunt. So he asked her, and he said, how did you live with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in terms of, you know, money? How much money did you have? She said, "Yamurul hilal wal hilalain." Hilal means the crescent, you know, the moon. A moon will go and come, and go and come, and you will not see fire inside the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The meaning of the moon comes and goes, which means months, month after month, month after month, and you will not see a fire, which means they're not cooking anything. They don't have to have fire inside because they're not cooking. So she was telling her nephew that we will stay sometimes for a few months, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, without cooking, not even one time. Imagine, this is the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have so much ni'mah at our time, and we still complain when we compare our life to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So her nephew asked her, how did you survive then? She said, we used to eat two things, water and dates. That's it, water and dates. Imagine if you are going to eat water and dates for just 3 days. You get bored, you get tired of this. Why am I eating the same food over and over again? I want something else. Water and dates for months, and that's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, some people ask, and I got this question before. Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam poor? And were the companions poor? We always talk about how the companions did not have anything to eat. They were never poor, by the way. But they used to give too much. So whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets money, he does not wait until tomorrow. He goes and he gives it to those who are even more poor and more hungry. And that's why they never had anything at home, because whatever he gets, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives it away right away. Now, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sometimes will complain every now and then, we want more money, we want more. You know, again, as we said, they were human beings. And that's why we said they can be our role model, because they were human beings like us. They were not angels. So one time, they kind of like overdid it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was bothered. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when we talk about the sunnah, we'll talk about this inshallah, when we talk about the seerah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I was given 5 things. These 5 things were not given to any other prophet. We're not going to go through the 5 things. Whoever knows it, that's good. Whoever does not know it, that way we can talk about it when we talk about the seerah. One of the 5 things, I can take from the spoils of war. 1/5, and this is even mentioned in the Quran, 1/5 of the spoils of war is for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, by the way, the prophets before him were not permitted. They were not permitted to take any spoils of war, but just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, when the time of war came and the Muslims were fighting a lot of battles, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam started getting more spoils of war and more spoils of war. So his wives wanted to ask him for more stuff. You know, my husband is getting rich, let me ask him for more stuff. So they kept asking, they kept asking, they kept asking. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got upset with them. He left them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these 2 verses, beautiful verses, in Surah An-Nur. When Allah talks to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, O Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ إِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا فَتَعَالَيْنَا أُمَتِّعْكُنَّ وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. O Prophet, go tell your wives, if you want this dunya, this life, and to be happy in this life, then come to me, I will give you whatever you want. But after that, I will divorce you. And then the next ayah says, وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And if you want Allah and His Messenger and the Dar al-Akhirah, the hereafter, then Allah has prepared for those of you, muhsinat, who do good deeds, a great reward. So when the Prophet ﷺ got this revelation, he went to every single wife to give her the choice. If you want the dunya, as Allah says, I'll give you this dunya, but I have to divorce you. You can't stay with me. If you want the akhirah, then Allah has prepared for you a great reward. The first wife he went to was Aisha, radiyallahu anha. He came to Aisha and he said, Oh Aisha, I came to you with an option. It's your decision. And I advise you to go ask your parents. Don't make hasty decisions. Ask your parents first. And then he recited the two verses to her. If you want the dunya, I can give you the dunya. If you want the akhirah, Allah has prepared a great reward for you. Aisha looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she said, "You think I need my parents' opinion in this? I don't need to ask my parents. My decision, I choose Allah, His Messenger, and the Dar al-Akhirah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very happy with Aisha's answer. And that was the answer for all of his wives, by the way. And by the way, Surah An-Nur is a beautiful surah. It's a sunnah for our sisters to learn it, by the way. The Prophet ﷺ says, teach your daughters Surah An-Nur. It's a beautiful surah for whoever has time. And I think most of us have time to go and read some translation of the Quran, inshallah.